Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. It's just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America, only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
Here's the show. It's the Lousy ECW Podcast, episode 4. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have Bobby joining us again.
Hi.
We promise we did not record all these in a row.
We
didn't. Legitimately, we didn't. Yeah. It just Bobby happened to be here, and I was like, do you have free time? He said yes, so he sat down. Because everybody likes Bobby.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Bobby's the one that everybody's like,
he's the glue.
Yeah, like when people talk about like the main show podcast, be like, well, what do you like about it? And they're like, I like Bob. It's like, well, all right.
So essentially everyone just hates you and Paul.
Well, Paul's not there anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's just me and Bob.
And Slim.
Yeah. Well, no, just me and Bob. No, I'm joking. Slim's there.
I mean,
yeah. Slim's there. I'm joking. There's no rift. No. So anyway. The Lousy.
So I'll take that. Slim will be gone next week. Nice.
If he fucks me over again, there's a whole new segment on the show called Slim Fucks Me. because he does something just dumb every week. And I'm always like, you want to hear how Slim fucked me this week? Like he'll come back. Like, he came back with this thing. Like, half the plastic for the shock mount's missing. I let him borrow it. And then that one, like, weird rubbery pieces are melted to my microphone now. I was like, dude, I let you borrow the shit for 2 days, dude. Like, this is how you bring it back to me? This is how you repay me? And it's something like that every single week, man.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyway, it's the Lousy ECW Podcast. This is episode 4. Today we're going to be watching WWE ECW episode 4. Because we're chronologically going through the ECWs.
Stop lying to yourself. You're trying to quit watch wrestling.
I'm trying to just give up on wrestling. I'm pretty close. Like, I watched Hell in a Cell and actually enjoyed it.
That was one thing.
But I haven't watched anything else. And I've had no urge to watch the AIW show that I know is a good show that we are going to review for this podcast.
Some point.
But it's been a month now, apparently.
A month.
And that means I hate wrestling.
And you've seen my tweet.
I saw your tweet.
And then you were like, you had to rewatch it.
You're going to have to rewatch the whole show. At least I only have to rewatch half of it. Because I haven't watched the other half yet. Yeah, so I download stuff. I listen to so many wrestling podcasts that I love and shit like that. You know what I mean? Well, maybe a handful, a couple.
A lot to like three.
they have started dwindling, you know, but at the same time though, it's like man, I'm ready to give up on wrestling. So let's do it. It's WWE ECW episode 4. Now this was recorded.
I thought he was gonna let's do it on wrestling or watch wrestling. Yeah, I was very confused there. It was like, all right, let's do it right now. This a 3 minute we're done, like thank you, we're done podcast. That's why I thought you were just giving us, like, and we're done.
Somebody just texted me, what's up, Sean? I've never talked to them in my phone before, and I don't have their numbers saved. So, nothing.
Nothing is up.
So
watch it be like his boss from his job.
It probably is somebody from my work who, like, wants me to go in or something. They're like, because they can get your phone number off the hot schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they just start texting you at 7 in the morning sometimes, like, yo, bro. They turn into Vince Russo. All my coworkers turn into Vince Russo when they want somebody to cover them.
Bro, so you're not going to last long, essentially.
Bro.
Because you're going to have...
See, what's going to happen is...
a restraining order.
That's funny, yeah. I'll end up getting, motherfucker! And fucking, yeah. Oh, Jesus. So anyway, that's... That's inside
people
jokes.
At my new job don't understand my humor yet because nah. They were there's this one guy, he actually got fired, but everyone was what's going on?
Am nothing
recording? Okay,
yeah,
everybody was complaining about how weird this guy was and how creepy it was that he kept asking all the girls for their numbers and stuff. And I was the one that was like, wouldn't it have been more creepy if you just went and got your number off the backboard since it's back there? And everybody was like, that's not funny, Bob.
Yeah.
Like, at least I was like, at least he asked you guys for your numbers. And they're like, it's not funny.
But they're like, sexual harassment's a crime, Bob.
Yeah, that's actually why he got fired.
So anyway, now if you've never listened to this show before, we usually spend 5 minutes bantering about like we just did. And then we cue the episode up to 00000.
Just in case you want to watch with
us. If you want to cue it, you just cue it up. You might have to like hit play, watch the TV PG thing, and then rewind it to 00, then hit pause. But then if you do all that, then you'll be queued up with us at 00000. Or you could have just hit play a minute ago, and then by the time you come... No, I'm just joking. So anyway...
I wouldn't be shocked if
they always press play,
we would just be getting to the show.
Everyone, they always have
Pink Floyd records ready.
Get your Pink Floyd record ready. So what we do is just watch WWE, ECW, barely knowing what's going on, commentating over it, and trying to re-give a chance. What's the word for that?
Of what we gave up
on? What's re-give a chance?
Second chance?
I guess second shot. We're going to give a second shot podcast, which I was a guest on a couple months ago. Yeah, this is our new podcast, Second Shot. We're going to give...
That's already taken. We have to be second chance.
This is our new podcast, Second Chance. We're going to give WWE, ECW
See,
second
then
there, chance.
Then there will be a rivalry at least. You know, who's WCW and who's WWF?
We should give Second Shot Podcast a second chance.
We should give Second Shot Podcast a second chance, and then Second Shot Podcast should give WWE, ECW... We'll find out if they should. We'll find out because I don't know if I want to bestow
this
upon.
Like, we're not giving any chances.
No chance.
No chance in hell.
Because that's what you got.
All right, so we have it queued up to 0000.
I thought you were going to say I have no chance queued up right now.
And, and it's WWE, ECW. That'd be funny. I just start playing the fucking Vince McMahon theme. Like I have that queued up, actually. There you go. No,
that'd been perfect.
I have the show queued up. WWE, ECW, episode 4, available on the WWE Network. And we have it queued up to 0000. I'm about to hit play. You ready, Derek?
I've been ready.
All right, we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Pause.
That's fucked up. Because you know somebody out there hit play, and then now they're going to have to stop and rewind.
See, I couldn't do it in like the first 3 episodes. It was too soon, but episode 4 is perfect to do it.
So I legitimately thought I was going to walk in front of the TV and block the signal. You're not even going to use a remote.
Nah.
It's
wireless.
A controller.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, play. Pause, motherfucker. That's so good. There's Paul Heyman's opening the show. We have no idea what he wants to say.
It's after Vengeance.
Yeah, so that is true. Vengeance had happened. And now what happened after...
RVD lost the title because of the arrest.
I almost
finally.
This is all the stuff I wanted to say before the podcast, and I forgot. I should have paused it. No.
See, I said pause at the right time, and now...
you're right, I fucked up. But anyway, so what happened... See, what had happened was Vengeance happened Sunday night, and when they were leaving Vengeance, Rob Van Dam and Sabu got pulled over for weed, and the car smelled like weed and shit. So,
after Sabu got tasered after he hit the cop with a chair...
gave him a Van Damme.
Sabooed him through a coffee table. So,
and then they got arrested.
So, Monday Night Raw.
Now the cops are the champions.
On Monday Night Raw, they had Rob Van Dam drop the belt.
They pinned RVD,
and John Cena is now the champ. Correct?
Not the ECW champ, but he is the Raw champion. So, all right,
so this is
what Paul Heyman was basically saying is like
the Big Show as our new champ. What, right? Is this where he starts his...
The push his, for it. Yeah, I don't know when he's going to win the belt. We'll find out by watching it, but...
He was a brutal champion.
Basically, what Paul Heyman said in the opening there was just that, like, Rob Van Dam lost that title, so he's not dignified enough to hold this title also, or maybe somebody does have the belt. We'll find out.
The cops.
No, Paul Heyman essentially said
3 seconds. They got the count.
He lost the
what I said originally
main title to John
so
Cena.
If he won, he lost the Raw title, so the ECW title's up for grabs too because he don't deserve it.
Exactly.
Which is a good way. Which good way to get out of the suspension, or whatever may happen. I don't know if he was suspended or not. I believe he did. I know Sabu did.
When WWE was
Sabu
doing...
didn't come back after that, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah, Sabu was there until through WrestleMania. What were you going to say, Bobby?
When WWE was doing the 24/7 hardcore title,
mm-hmm.
Was that for anybody or just people?
That was anybody if there was a referee there.
As long as they had a ref.
So it could have been the cops.
Yeah.
That would have been such a sweet angle.
You're still hung up on the cops becoming the champs.
I got this idea. They should really hire me as a writer. That's funny.
So
I could see that happening in ROH.
Episode 3 had Sabu versus Roadkill opening.
Who's Sabu going to open up with?
Me and you. Was that Hat Guy?
We had Hat Guy, original ECW.
Was that Hat Guy? Oh, they're in Philly. Yeah, they are.
So that was, I seen a couple.
They had Hat Guy in the front row there for July 4th. What a fucking... Oh, man, they're going to shit all over Hat Guy. I can already fucking feel it.
I know,
it.
Right? I feel bad for the ultimate ECW
I
want to
go
fan.
Find the SmackDown and see if he's on the episode of SmackDown that week, too. Because, I mean, that's when they would have filmed it together. But I wonder if he was up front for that shit, too.
WWE probably bought his ticket.
Is Ric Flair coming out? Oh. Oh, no, it's Kelly. So this is how they're opening the show, with a salute to America from Kelly. All right, so Kelly's wearing an American flag.
And look at those panties, like, you were getting a good shot.
She's wearing an American flag, and, yeah, not much else. Stockings, socks.
She's making the whole crowd kneel right now.
She's still a terrible dancer, though. Look how bad she's moving. She has that one move she works on with the, like, oh, wine.
I thought it was just her
too.
Blank stare that you're talking
yeah,
about.
She doesn't know. She's like... You could tell she'd been trying, and no.
I think these are Vince's moves.
Yeah,
he's still working with her in the back.
Were these Linda's moves, essentially,
dude,
or are they Vince's?
I almost,
who's the
like,
dancer?
Okay, I've been to a lot of strip clubs for a lot of years now.
And she
a lot
gets
of
nothing.
Times. I was about to say, I don't think I've ever seen like a girl dance this bad.
I thought we both agreed that she could just be like a server.
Life. Yeah, but most of the servers still gotta, like, dance, too, because, you know, people always want dances from the servers. She cannot...
She's behind the bar.
What a terrible way to open this show. I wish I could have, had something to say right now, because I fucking don't. This is
Did they
awful.
Finally have pasties on her boobies?
Like, she is ridiculously attractive, but she cannot move for the love of God. Like, she is not moving. She's moving, but she's not at the same time. She just got big blue painted titties.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what happened. There was that body paint on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked like body paint.
But fucking think about when Sable did that 8 years earlier, how fucking eruptive that was. And this was fucking nothing. It was just like, oh, God.
Are they cheering Mike Knox to get her away?
That's
for
just,
terrible dancing?
That's just how they opened ECW on July 4th in Philadelphia, was a Kelly's expose.
And that guy is literally dying right now.
I'm, like, headbutting the microphone. I've never seen, like, a bigger fuck you to the old ECW than that.
They opened the last one with Sabu, and it was sick. It made me feel like I was watching ECW.
This one's opening with Guido, at least the old ECW guy.
The
here.
First match.
And a possible
open with Kelly.
Yeah,
Tower
yeah. They opened with Kelly looking like she was on for way too long. And
Was there a lot of fucking girls dancing on ECW for no reason? I don't remember.
Yeah. No, you mean in the original ECW?
Yeah.
No, it happened once.
I mean, you had a couple titty...
Well, those, you had cat fights and you had managers and valets and shit.
I was going to say, but I
the only time a girl got up and randomly danced was the ring broke and they needed time and Kimona Wanalea went out and danced because she was a stripper. And if you watch that still this day, it's actually really hot. So I'll give it to her.
Because she can dance.
Because she can dance.
She didn't need Vince's moves.
She didn't need Vince to teach her.
Are they Vince's moves or Linda's? You never answered me.
On here? You know Linda ain't got moves. That's why Vince has cheated on her for 4 years.
So those are essentially Vince's moves.
I bet Linda's got moves. Vince just hasn't seen them.
Yeah. Because he's been cheating on her for 40 years. He's talked a lot about cheating on her on Howard Stern show.
Has he?
Yeah. Through the 80s, he was banging everything that moved. Going out to the strip club with all the guys and shit. So,
people just go on Howard Stern and don't give a fuck what they say.
Yeah. But Mark Maron used to say that like Howard Stern tricks you because he's always on air when you walk in. So he starts asking you questions while you're across the room. And then, so you're already just like talking and whatever by the time you walk up and put headphones on and get in front of a microphone. And then it just gets you rolling. It's a trick that he always had. Mark Maron tried to say he tries to use it on people and it never works because they're coming into the garage.
What's this? A picture of your cat?
So Mike Knox essentially right now is completely just beating up Lil Guido. That's why we're not commentating anything.
We don't see Hat Guy anymore on television.
He's the opposite not, hard camera.
Yeah, he's definitely not hard camera. This match is just brutally
terrible. Yeah, I was about to say, what a fuck you to ECW fans from back in the day.
I wonder if they paid the Hat Guy to come...
To come to the show.
He
got free tickets.
They bought his tickets, yeah. I already said
that. I mean, they're in Philadelphia, and we got ECW chant right now. No.
Well, you only had it on three, so I couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah, it looked like they were chanting ECW, but... Because they were
like... We
just
have someone randomly flexing the entire match.
There was a sign in the middle somewhere. It's not up there anymore now, but it was it says RVD and Sabu Highlands with a pot leaf on it.
I like this referee. He stays back.
Yeah, but he looks like the shitty referee, just not as young.
Yeah, but he's not like dancing in front
Matt
of their
Hughes's
fucking faces.
Older brother?
Yeah. We, if you've never listened to the show, there's a referee on this in this brand that we fucking cannot stand.
But this
that you cannot stand.
He looks angry.
You say we.
Well, Bobby can't stand him either.
Yeah.
Bobby counts.
Yeah. This ref actually looks.
I wish
like
Bobby would
have to like fight. He looks like he wants to punch someone.
Big boot and knocked him the fuck out. When I said Bobby counts, I wish he would have went one, a two.
Ten.
So we're doing countouts? Nice.
No, he's just being Ty Dillinger. Aww. So Mike Knox is picking up Guido. Wouldn't end it. Here's his finishing move.
Sister Abigail.
Yeah, I was about to say, it looks like he's going for Sister Abigail. Yes, he did.
Oh, and he put him right on his head.
1, 2, 3.
I just cannot stop thinking about the guy flexing the entire match. He was like, I'm better than both these wrestlers in the ring. This sucks. I'm just gonna flex.
But the referee or the guy or the
guy
in front
in the crowd.
Scotty. For real.
Over all the buttons.
Yeah, I'm about to fucking spray his ass with water, my cat. If he walks over across my shit again. Look what I got for you. Yeah, you don't fucking like this shit, pile motherfucker. That's right. Yeah, I got you.
That's
you
your new
even,
weapon.
You ain't even looking. Look. Look, motherfucker. Look at your doom.
He's unfazed.
Yeah, he ain't even paying attention.
He's like, he's giving you the fuck you.
He's like
Mike
he's
Knox
like
saying,
the entire crowd while
the
Kelly
crowd.
Kelly's dancing.
They should have just right now when I just held that squirt bottle at my cat and he and saying motherfucker and he ignored me. His sunglasses should have just like flowed from the sky onto his face with a cigar. called him fucking, and then Thug Life played
you
on the screen.
You were Kelly Kelly dancing, and he was the crowd.
I'm always Kelly Kelly dancing.
It was. He just didn't care about
so,
you.
So, now I know where you got your moves from Vince.
From Kelly Kelly dancing.
So from Vince.
On Raw last night, they're showing us right now with John Cena beating Rob Van Dam for the WWE title with involvement.
So
from,
it's Edge who's the
yeah,
champion.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, we
I
said
meant to
John
say
Cena.
Edge. I meant to say Edge.
Because we both said John Cena.
You've been saying John Cena and it fucked me up. I knew it was Edge.
Obviously you didn't, or you had said John Cena, because I asked, was it John Cena who won? And he was like, yeah, so that's why I thought it was fucking John Cena.
So Edge won the belt here.
Okay.
And John Cena and Edge went on to have their feud through the rest of 2006. So Rob Van Dam is still on the show and still has the ECW title, but he's going to have a title match tonight.
Okay, so you said the title was vacant.
I did say the title was vacant. I was wrong.
So we're... I was following you along with that storyline.
What did I say? I said earlier it's either that the champion is stripped or that they're going to have a number one contender. Should probably do some research before these.
Nah.
We just go in guessing, making our
yeah,
own. Yeah, because
we're not watching it with sound, so yeah, I have no idea. Right now, the champion's stripped. Fuck this shit. I don't know why he's wearing the belt. You don't have a belt anymore, Rob Van Dam. Why are you wearing it? It's not yours. It's not yours. I said. This
oh,
is
God.
A test. Test,
of
test.
Emergency
this is
broadcast
test.
System.
Test, test. This is a beep. Test. I'm gonna sing my theme song.
Sean's favorite wrestler.
Test, man. I never really got into the test. Even when he like came back, I was like, yeah, man, he's a big boy, but he is no good. He's
was
not
it
like
because
he was before.
Wore pants and you wanted him in less clothing.
Well, he's
like
in
here.
Less clothing in his comeback. This is so he's supposed to debut tonight too. So that's what they gave Philadelphia for their fucking. Like, oh my God, man! I want to blow everyone. Who the fuck's this guy?
You want to blow everyone?
Who the fuck's this guy? He just climbed the fucking thing. What's he got to say?
Yeah, who's this guy?
I don't even know this guy.
Did he take the test?
Never seen this guy before in my life.
Is he
just
a reverend?
He's a father. He just came over. Oh, I know what's gonna happen. Sandman's gonna come cane him.
Once again, the gimmick.
But who the... Why'd they make him fucking hop over the fucking barrier? That's dumb as fuck.
And why did they just hand him a WWE mic?
Yeah, I mean, like, who... You're making people think that they can do that shit. There yeah. is some old school ECW people in the crowd right there. That dude with his mullet... And that shirt looked like it was from 96.
Next event I'm going to, I'm just running out. I'm like, give me a mic. Give me a microphone.
Just hope
get tackled
Mark Anderson
by all
isn't around. You will get beat up.
The referee.
Yeah.
Randy Anderson.
Yeah, Randy.
Randy Anderson and Mark Curtis. Both of them were badasses.
Yes.
So he's challenging Sabu now and talking shit. Still promoing.
I thought those were the Rockers in the front row.
Yeah, it looks like the... It looks. You mean like Rock and Roll Express?
Yeah.
No, they're just old school ECW fans wearing tank tops. I think Philadelphia Chris Clem is right there with his sunglasses on his head.
Nice.
There he is.
The flash.
With
ones.
His mom. With his mom and sister. Fucking... The one episode, Chris Clem, like, messaged me, like, how many times did you see me in the audience? Like, how many different Chris Clems can there be? Because I kept just being like, that guy looks like Chris. It was, like, during the Austin-Kurt Angle match or yeah. something like that. You know what Bruce Prichard did this week? Fucking
what, like,
No
Jim
Mercy
Cornette
99.
Show his dick? Oh.
No. Yeah, I mean, he did let Jim Cornette show his dick. That shit's funny as fuck. Have you heard Jim Cornette talk about it?
Yes.
And it's funny as fuck.
No one sent
so
him a season.
So that guy fucking cut a promo and no Sandman? All right, here we go. About time. They let him cut a promo and then security was like, no, you got to get back over the the railing.
Because here comes the Sandman, and he's just going to cane the Fosse.
I wonder if Sandman missed his cue or something.
Or he was drinking a beer.
What do you remember of the Sandman, Bobby, from back in the day and anything?
Basically this, drinking beer and caning people.
Yeah, so they stopped letting him wrestle matches, apparently.
See, I remember him with Peaches. He was a surfer.
Yeah, shut up. You didn't watch that shit till 2010, you poser. Acting like you watched this shit in 92.
Definitely not.
You're like 6 years old, fucking traveling to Philadelphia to watch that shit.
That's fucking,
but they stopped letting Sandman wrestle matches. Now he just comes out and canes fucking people.
And drinks a beer.
This is week 4. Is he going to wrestle a match today?
Is this his first match?
So he came out after that guy, after the father was cutting a promo. So is the... I am kind of confused here. Like, is the ECW thing like, hey, a father is going to get mad, so go beat him up because God sucks? Or, you know what I mean? Like... It's just like, yeah, we don't like Catholicism in ECW.
I wonder how many people got really mad about this.
Probably nobody, because nobody saw it. no, I had like 1 million viewers or whatever, but it's not like today where everybody gets on social media to complain about everything and get other people riled up.
Look at this Chris guy Clem right there taking pictures.
Yeah, that was Chris Clem. Philadelphia Chris Clem with sunglasses, hanging out with his mom and sister,
sightseeing, touring.
So Sandman's actually doing a little more than caning somebody. He dragged this guy.
He is now bitch smacking him. Oh, here comes the cane.
How long has this segment been? This has been like
too long.
Yeah, holy shit. That guy talked
I mean, it was long enough where the guy cut a promo and the Sandman walked around.
I don't even remember what me and Bobby were talking about 4 minutes ago.
Chris Clem.
Fuck. My steel reserve's kicking in now, finally, I think.
I liked how he asked the crowd if he should cane the
guy. Yeah, should I cane him? Thumbs up. You like him? Or do you like Catholicism? No? Okay. Boom. Hit him in the ass over the thing. Into the guy with the throwback Phillies jersey. I mean, Eagles jersey. Fat Chris Clem. Fat Philly Chris Clem is in the Eagles.
Philly
jersey.
Fat Chris.
No, Chris Clem would never be fat. Not like that guy, at least.
How much did they pay Sandman to be on every show and not have a wrestling match?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
They probably just gave him a couple 12-packs and he was cool with it.
He's at least on a good fucking... somewhere around a 6-figure guarantee. It might be a little under, a little above. I'm not sure. I know... the biggest payday any of these kind of revival ECW guys got was from the WWE Raw vs. SmackDown 2008, the featured ECW, because it had Sabu, had...
And how much did they make off of it?
$125,000.
Nice.
Lump sum, yeah. Right,
so you were talking
about
Mike Judge earlier. I don't know if it was on the podcast or off, but... Sandman reminds
it was B4.
Sandman reminds me of a Mike Judge character.
You think so? Yeah. He looks like Beavis.
Not even Beavis. He reminds me of like somebody that would get pissed off at Beavis, like in the supermarket, and then just like start throwing shit.
He looks like a Mike Judge drawing.
Yeah. Beavis. Especially when he does that, like that after he hits himself in the face with the beer, and he does that like grin. Funny. I can't describe what he like. That's
he looks like, he looks like Hank Hill, or when he's frustrated, or what's the guy Hank Hill's like based off of from Beavis and Butthead? Not that he's like based off of, but
whatever,
it's the same voice, and it's not the same character, but
essentially it is
the same voice. And
it was the guy whose trailer they were in. The movie when he had
quit whacking off in my trailer, or whatever. My favorite part of that fucking movie is when he's like, sir, you know the guy's trailer that they were whacking off in? And then he's like, you are a government official. You know not to end a sentence in a preposition. And he's like, all right, I'm sorry, sir. Let me try again. You know which in the trailer these guys were. And he's like, just tell me the information. Like, he gets all mad at him for taking so long without a preposition. Look how gassed this dude. His nipples are hard and elongated. He's got high veins. He's fucking full of steroids on this comeback. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, Andrew Test Martin. He died like 2 years later.
Well, Jesus. I can see why.
He started dating Kelly Kelly not too soon after this. I mean, not too long after this.
I would have liked to see him on a tag. See his manager be fucking Macho Man's brother.
We got Al Snow still.
Lanny Poffo?
The genius?
Yeah, Lanny Poffo.
Yeah, he's the genius, and he makes everyone take the test.
Good
and
idea.
And then he
just sucks his own dick in the ring afterwards.
Why does everyone want to see his unit?
Only
nice,
Sean does.
Nice reference back to America. So, Lanny Poffo can suck his own dick. It's called the Leap in Lano. Scotty, don't even fucking think of it. I hate you right now. Get out of here. Yeah, okay. No, stop it. He's just trying to climb on things. He's sitting in a chair in the kitchen and was about to hop to the kitchen counter, which these guys have never been on kitchen counters because they're fucking have been good kiddies all these years.
And now they're like, fuck you, Sean.
Dude, and he...
I run you.
You should have seen him, like, stretching. He was on his back legs, like, standing up, going like this. Like, he looked like Jordan shooting a free throw. Like, yeah, he was trying to test the fucking shot. Anyway, so we got Al Snow with his head, actually.
I haven't seen head in a while.
That was actually smart to bring back head. Like, I'll give it to him at least for the Philly crowd. They had Guido in the first match, Sandman, do a dumb thing, and then Al Snow with head. And shit like that. But they put over Mike Knox in a squash. They're putting over Test in a squash. You know what I mean? Like, and nothing's been hardcore. I mean, give me a break.
Not even the Kelly Kelly what is expose was hardcore.
Two squashes.
Very softcore.
Very soft.
It's like, even if you're doing if you're doing an hour television show, which is like 45 minutes of television, it's episode 4 and you're in fucking Philadelphia. Like, give me a fucking break. That's a WWE fucking bad trait, man. They're bad with that shit. That's why they always
head into the crowd.
Yeah, something like this. What is he going to do? So this boom, yeah, he did. Just kick head right into the crowd. Someone got free head. I would have passed it back. I would have started saying, throw that back.
People didn't chant stuff like that back then.
No, because
I would have put it on eBay.
They did on...
I'm sure he did.
Four nights...
10 years later.
Well, not 4 nights earlier, but it would have been 5 weeks earlier they did the One Night Stand 2006, and when John Cena versus Rob Van Dam wrestled, John Cena took off his shirt and threw it in the crowd, and they threw it back at the ring. And then fucking he took the shirt again and tried, because that's what he does every night, is take off the shirt and throw it in the crowd. But when he did it at the ECW One Night Stand show, they threw it back. 3 times they threw it back before he dropped it over, which is kind of, so he was playing up heel, and the crowd was chanting, throw that back. You know, and you got a heel like Test kick the head out there. That guy was just like, yeah, I got head, because fucking WWE fucking bullshit. Here's a Sabu promo. Why?
Who, is he suspended?
I don't think either one of them got suspended, but they definitely got punished for it. Because Rob Van Dam's losing the titles quick.
The next match is actually Rob Van Dam versus Sabu to the death.
It's Rob Van Dam versus Big Show.
The Extreme Rules Championship.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's actually Rob Van Dam versus Big Show to the death. But
so this is when essentially...
What a bad weekend for Rob Van Dam. And within 4 weeks of winning the belt, you know, he's dropping two of them back-to-back, I'm assuming. So here's Kevin Thorne outside of an arena one more time. He spit blood at the screen. Holy shit.
I think after 3 weeks of him just turning and looking, they're like, this week you need blood.
And the blood opened up, and there's CM Punk with his Pepsi tattoo. So CM Punk hasn't debuted yet. Look at his nipples. They're elongated. No, hold on. I'm lying.
He is juiced up.
So hold up. What's CM Punk saying? Said, I don't do drugs.
Cutting his debut promo.
He's wrestling.
So Philadelphia is a good place to debut him because Ring of Honor had been wrestling there. So there's a part of the crowd that knows him. He is not wrestling tonight, though. That's all he got. Was
has
that.
He been in WWE already? Or
no, that was his debut. That is the first time he's ever seen on a WWE broadcast. Well, he like he did a fill-in for WrestleMania.
Depends on if you count how many people saw this.
Hey, that is true. I think their ratings are somewhere around like a million or something like that. 1.5 million homes, maybe 1 million. But CM Punk in Chicago played an extra. Is Scotty mad? I hear him. Yeah,
he's mad, man.
He's pissed. But anyway, so...
he's not taking your earlier thread slightly.
Yeah, I know, right? CM Punk was extra at WrestleMania, but he had never wrestled on TV. Only in Ohio Valley Wrestling. Why is the shitty referee doing all the main events every week?
He is their top ref, Sean.
Because he was blowing Pat Patterson or something when this fucking shit was going on. I don't fucking know. Maybe he's a part of the fucking cream team. Whatever.
Yeah,
that's why something's getting
who
him
blows
is
Pat the
he's
best.
Taking someone's cream.
Scotty, what the fuck you fucking me out about? I don't even want to fucking hear it, man.
So we're gonna have a segment called "How Can Scotty Fuck Sean This Week?"
Yeah, Sean gets drunk on State Reserve and can't not yell at him about it either.
I figured you have Slim Fucks You Over segment. Now we have a Scotty
Slim does fuck me over.
Scotty's just over there shooting a promo.
There's that guy.
What's happening? I can't wait to see Scotty versus Sean in the steel cage.
We got to see him. He's cutting a promo.
Sean's got a bottle of water.
That's funny. So
get over here.
We got Rob Van Dam versus Big Show, ECW title. We're in fucking Philadelphia. Rob Van Dam got to high five all of his homies on the outside. RVD 420.
They have weed. They're trying to smoke with him later.
they're letting him know like 420 right here after show.
Then it's kind of the shitty thing. I mean, Rob Van Dam was always known as Rob Van Dam 420 and all that stuff and.
I want to see what that sign says with the marijuana leaf.
It says high lands underneath it. It looks like it says, or high logic, maybe. RVD, Sabu, high something. But they just got arrested.
I know, it's like the entire crowd just up.
That's another one right there. RVD and Sabu are innocent. That's awesome. That's funny.
So they have already got busted.
Yeah, it was July 3rd is when it happened, and this is July 4th. And I know it happened at like 1 a.m. So it was after fucking the pay-per-view Sunday when they were on their way to Raw. And
the guy with the signs, like the cop's son.
It was in Ohio. It was in Ohio when it happened, too. They were on their way wherever for Monday Night Raw. Big reaction for RVD in Philadelphia.
I'm getting the feeling this is going to be a squash match, too.
They're definitely getting the belt off Rob Van Dam. He's not holding it much longer than this. If you didn't know he got arrested, you could think that he, you know, you could buy into it. If you know he got arrested and he dropped the one belt the night before, it's like, yeah, it's over. Don't tell me that it's over. I'm singing. I don't know why. I'm going to stop it.
But if you really wanted to punish him, like, losing the belt to Big Show is not that much of a punishment. Like, that's just like... no one's going to think twice about that.
Yeah, but it costs you money, man. It costs you money because then you're not in main events.
Yeah,
and then when the pay-per-view, this is when
it's a punishment, but I think it'd be worse. Like, it'd be more humiliating.
He had the WWE title too.
Get it taken from you.
Lose the belt to somebody that sucks.
Like, yeah, you're punished.
Lose the belt to be like, have somebody come out and be like, we're giving the belt to Kelly for her performance.
That's
earlier.
Awesome. It's like
see, that's why Neville left, because you got that shit happening. losing to people like Enzo Amore.
Well, I think at this time, not to like...
This is more believable. Like,
yeah. But not to shit on the Big Show, but this is when the Big Show was kind of shitty. Like, people didn't... This is the run that reinvigorated people's idea of the Big Show.
Yeah.
Because he got booked like a badass for 6 months. And then he went away again to lose weight. They sent him away to lose weight because he was being shitty and his matches sucked. And then he didn't lose any weight. So they sent him to ECW.
And he got to be big and brutal.
Well, and these guys put, yeah, and he got to be a fucking monster in the booking for 6 months. And then once Paul was gone, they fucking were like, go home and lose weight again, fat ass. So he fucking
walked. We're NXT.
And he didn't come back until the fucking Floyd Mayweather fucking run. So he was gone like a fucking...
So he took a broken nose in the process.
He was gone for a year and a half and... Fuck it, or a year and 2 months to say, you know, year and 2 or 3 months, and fucking came back skinny, and yeah, took a fucking broken nose to prove himself and keep his fucking job, and he's been at the, you know, middle to top of the card since, and been in great shape since.
Yeah,
but yeah, they fucking really, if you really like listen to different stories about what was going on with Big Show at this point, mm-hmm. they were about fucking done with the guy.
They I like Big Show when he's in comedy roles mm-hmm. the most.
They were done with him in 2000, and then they were done with him again in like 2006 because they just thought that he was fucking slow and kind of boring and a little bit of a bad attitude, and you know what I mean? Who wants to fucking be around that guy? You know? Yeah.
And then they watched his documentary. And then Vince McMahon watched his documentary.
Like Jimmy Jacobs for taking a picture.
What were you saying?
But I said, but yet nowadays, a guy like Jimmy Jacobs take a picture and they're fired.
Yeah, his t-shirt's great with the unprofessional. Yeah. But to Bobby's point, fucking, what was Bobby's point? I'm drunk. I forgot. you said something about...
My point of whatever I said was... I said, and then Vince McMahon watched his documentary.
Oh, his documentary. Documentary came...
Like, I love the Big Show.
That came after he got his nose broken.
That's kind of inside joke with me because I just love the Big Show documentary so much.
It is. It's a great fucking selling point on him because it tells the story about how they fucking hate his ass for being fat and slow. And
they're very upfront about it.
And then he eventually did a lot about it.
Whenever I watched the documentary, I was like, Big Show is like the most kind-hearted, funny guy in the world.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, they shit on him the entire time.
He's a fucking...
But when I watch him wrestle, I just hate him.
He's a good Big Show's a good good guy there, yeah.
I just want to see him like backstage making jokes with people.
Hell yeah.
Running promos.
I got called a weird egg the other day. I almost called Big Show a good egg, and then it made me think about how I got called a weird egg, so
You're
I didn't
a weird
call
egg?
Big Show that. Yeah,
never heard that one.
One of the managers looked at me and said, I can't tell if you're frustrated or not because you always had the same look on your face. I was like, yeah. I said, I'm all right, man. But, yeah. I was thinking in my head, I was like, that's actually a good thing.
I never even heard anyone say good egg. I've only heard bad egg.
Never heard people say good egg? It's
no.
Good. I like that good, fresh egg with a good white dyed color. Just... Cause I like my eggs white. Apparently, I'm fucking a Nazi about eggs, KKK about eggs. My eggs gotta have blonde hair and blue eyes. Final solution on these eggs, motherfucker.
I like those jumbo brown eggs.
Yeah, when they don't die. BBW. Them, yeah, BBW eggs. Oh, that got a bell. That is awesome. BBW eggs. We should. That should be. Oh my god, that should be a fucking company. How is that not?
I got the biggest, brownest eggs.
Can we start an online egg distribution company called BBW Eggs? It's just literally just BB Dubs. Just fucking slang them out in little cartons to people via mail services. I don't know if you can do that. But I want to start BBW Eggs so bad. No, that sounds like the best thing ever. Big Show is just beating up Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam hasn't had any offense this whole match. They fought into the crowd. No weapons. It's extreme
and
rules.
And all this
but...
on RVD is the Big Show's.
Yeah, RVD's the...
Because he hasn't done nothing.
RVD's got a night off. He's just getting beat. It's a squash match. Three
this
squashes in a row.
This was a squash episode.
Boot to the face of RVD. I mean, we got some time in this match. I don't know. We're at about the 45-minute mark, and we started at the 5-minute mark. So we probably got about another 5 minutes before the show
ends.
Has
there been any wrestling on this episode?
No, not.
There was two squashes. There was Kelly Kelly.
And this is almost a squash.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is three squash.
Three squashes and Kelly Kelly.
Man, squashes are big and yellow and annoying, too, man. I'll tell you that. There's Hack Eye. He's about to just leave. You can see him on camera, like, looking like, really? This is when you put me in the audience for this fucking bullshit.
He never made an appearance ever again.
No. He's in the Barbed Wire City documentary, and, like, it makes me want to, like, call the guy and be like, dude. Like, you don't even see him, like... He used to even pop up at, like, the CZW or 1PW fucking show, or 3PW, I mean. So, 3PW, CZW, anything that happened at the arena, you saw him at least until about this point. And then I never saw him after this other than that documentary. Go ahead, Derek. Or, I mean, Bobby.
RVD's outfit kind of looks like a squash.
It's just fitting.
Ah, man. Bear hug. We're watching him do a bear hug with the worst referee in the world. So, Derek, our optimism of the first two episodes to here is like, holy fuck.
This sucks.
This is bad. Like, at episode two, remember at the end of it, I was like, man, this is actually a little bit better than I remember, because how did you expect them to book it? Everything and they've... It decided I would
RVD
be booking decisions.
Up.
Yeah, I will give.
RVD
but the week
and Sabu fucked it
episode
up.
Episode three,
had,
though,
they
I
had
was,
to rebook everything.
Yeah. Episode three, I was kind of like, man, this is falling off.
CM Punk coming in sooner and so all kinds
this
of
is
shit
falling off, but
because I agree with you, Derek.
But you saw episode three, Bobby, and episode three fucking sucked.
They didn't get busted yet.
At least there was one match.
They didn't
in episode
get busted
three.
Yet, Sean.
Yeah. Sabu versus Roadkill. Sabu versus Roadkill.
That match was cool.
That was a good match.
And so was Sabu versus Mama Luke.
All three of us sat here and said, this is like ECW.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are
and
getting...
then Mama Luke match too, yeah. But yeah, this show, nothing about this show has said ECW. Not one fucking thing except for the ring.
The ring.
Yeah, Jinx, you owe me a motherfucking Coke. Sweetwater,
so
I'll take it.
A beer is as good as a Coke.
I don't know what my reactions were. So RVD got one offensive mover there.
Sweetwater.
There's RVD's second offensive maneuver. Is this going to Derek or you? Who handed it to me?
I'm just going to spend all
you
my
just
time
hit it, though?
Now on at bars trying to say things at the same time as other people. Just try to...
And try.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
That's funny. Somebody will be like, man, if only the Browns, you'd be like, could be winning a game. Or, you know what I mean? You just
yeah,
got to
exactly.
jump in there.
I just...
So RVD with his third offensive maneuver. Oh, he did a sit-down body splash on his fourth offensive maneuver.
That was like
a
sixth. A
weak drop kick. His fifth
thunder.
Offensive maneuver is Rolling Thunder. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. God,
we're not even at that.
Offensive maneuvers by Rob Van Dam.
I'm sure the Big Show is in very.
Oh my God, yeah.
And well, there's nothing else to say. Oh my God, about on this fucking show, Derek.
Except
you
for
gotta,
his five moves.
You got to say it when Rolling Thunder happens, at least. Holy fuck! So there's the seventh offensive maneuver, spinning back kick. Man, I'm counting these. Here comes the eighth. If Big Show don't counter, Big Show countered and dumped him over the top rope. Get out of my fucking ring, he said. Oh, man. If you're just listening to us talk and not watching this, I encourage you not to watch this.
So the pause was necessary.
I imagine most people aren't watching along. They're just kind of, you know, trying to remember old stories and shit about wrestling to see what other opinions
usually
are.
Usually when somebody catches someone off the rope, they hold them for a second to be like, look,
I
caught this
guy. Just threw him right
he
over.
Like, see you never.
Yeah.
Because he's... All right, so there's that... Eighth offensive maneuver.
That is actually kind of cool.
I was about to say Big Show, I think, fucked it up. I think Big Show was supposed to stay right there. And he didn't. Anyway. So they're just like, move on. So here comes the ninth offensive maneuver. Countered. My bad. Oh. And there's Big Show's 573rd.
How many counter moves does he have?
Every time
I thought he was out of them
every
by
time,
now.
He had used all of his reversal.
You just mash
the bottom
the
of
circle
screen.
Button whenever they're doing
I mean, I
computer.
Thought he only had two. I mean, look how big and slow.
You
got to
hit R2 right
that
when
that is
it
impressive
happens,
how he caught him like that. He was pretty high up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
It's Rob Van Dam, RVD.
See, I mean, he's big. He better catch his little scrawny ass.
You can tell the crowd is expecting like a big RVD ending. Mm-hmm.
After this match, RVD should be looking for people in the crowd that he can get high.
This killed the business right here. No. Business was dead because of the invasion.
Essentially.
My bad. I don't know why I started reaching for it. And chokeslam out of nowhere.
Did we see the chair get used?
No, RVD came in with the chair, and I think when he threw it,
it's an extreme rule, so...
Oh my god, thank god, dude.
Yeah.
Big Show is the
shit. Fuck that referee. Hell yeah, that was the coolest thing I've seen all fucking... give me knucks, everybody. Hell yeah. Fuck that referee.
This is when he becomes big
that referee up.
He's like...
I fucking hate that referee.
All right,
it's
so
an extreme rules match.
I feel like goes the chair shot. I feel like I lightweight remember what happens here, and I'm not going to spoil it, but when I saw the referee go out, I feel like I remember what happens.
Big Show
hit
the referee out, and then fucking RVD did that cool thing with the chair.
Big Show goes for a powerbomb, and RVD hit Big Show in the head with the chair that was laying on the ground. RVD just threw the chair at Big Show's head, which leveled him. We're about to go 5-star frog splash. There's this 13th offensive maneuver of the match.
14th.
RVD goes for a cover. No one's in the ring to cover it. 3, 4.
Paul
here
Heyman.
Comes Paul Heyman. And yet, 1, 2, and
no,
oh, damn, boy. I ain't counting the 3, motherfucker, is what Paul Heyman's saying right now in his voice.
Big Show's been down for like 14, 15 seconds now.
Ladies!
This is the biggest pop this
You sold out chant.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that's happened all night.
You sold out chant ringing fucking heavy. Big Show's about to level Rob Van Dam, and then I imagine Paul Heyman's going to come back and count the 3.
Well, you
choke slam right on the chair, yeah. Paul Heyman says to choke slam him right on the chair. And counts the 3. The ring's getting littered with stuff. Trash is fucking here, Bobby.
I believe that was
Bobby.
The hat guy.
The hat guy's fucking hat just came
flying. That guy threw his hat.
He's so pissed about this bullshit. What kind of...
I threw my hat.
What a bigger fuck you to... What a... The biggest fuck you ever.
They're getting the Hogan heel... Fucking
the biggest look at this play.
Essentially right here.
How many times have you seen shit fly into the ring like this since
I've never
WCW?
Seen this much shit fly in the ring at all.
Not it happened
right
in NWO.
Trash, I mean, not chairs, but trash.
Yeah, trash. It happened in NWO, like I'm sure, but this fucking is ridiculous. Every single thing
they
in that
said,
audience
is fuck the
is
streamers. Here's my beers.
Holy
I'm thinking, damn, that's
I've
like
never seen so many.
Bucks.
Damn, that one it, just hit Paul Heyman right in the fucking dome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He no sold it completely too. He no sold it completely. Fuck! It looks like every collectible cup, souvenir fucking cup, is coming to the ring. Dude, this was the biggest fuck you to the East.
To Hat Guy ever.
I think that one dude threw a head at him.
There's Hat Guy right there on camera.
Like,
yeah,
this motherfucker
not making a move. Nothing.
He probably got excited about the end though.
I think even the guy that caught head threw head back in the ring.
This is dumb. This is dumb. What they didn't like. Holy shit! Look at that ring.
Wow.
A lot
every,
of collector cups.
Yeah, every
returned.
Collector cup.
I wonder if they just took them back and washed them out and resold them. Thanks. Thanks for the extra cash the next night. Fuck joke's him. On you.
Now, they could have done so many things to get that belt off Rob Van Dam. And you're,
well, now everyone hates the Big Show, so it's good heat for the Big Show, essentially.
I would...
but.
I would go to say that you lost over 50% of that audience that's in that crowd tonight.
Oh, yeah, for
from
sure.
From watching anymore.
Oh, for sure.
They're done.
Because they wanted something. And now...
Yeah, we're about to episode
let's
five.
Watch another.
Yeah, we are going to do... Go ahead, and if you guys want to stick around, we'll do one more. But we'll end this episode first and pause this and start right, a new one here. But, yeah, hold on. I'm fucking, if I can get this paused eventually. What did you guys think about episode 4? I know I've been yelling for the whole last minute.
Sucked.
That it was the biggest FU in wrestling. Okay, so the ending's
exciting and cool.
The ending's great.
Yeah.
The ending's great, but to a fucking... In Philadelphia.
But to the crowd, yeah, I get what you're
saying. In Philadelphia on episode 4, you done fucked up, man.
Yeah.
You've done fucked up. You ruined this brand.
Yeah.
And you can blame it on RVD, but there's someone... They could have put over Big Show badass, you know what I mean? They could have done... They could have had an ECW match and just had Big Show come out on top, whooping ass, throwing him through a table, beating him with a chair.
Instead of the big...
Whatever the fuck they want to do. Announce table, regular table. They could have done all kinds of cool shit.
Extreme Rules Championship match.
Extreme Rules Championship match. Instead, they just had a bullshit squash match where finally RVD got the comeback and a little bit of shine, but fucking Paul Heyman comes in and screws him. So stupid. Why fuck on episode 4 in Philadelphia turn Paul Heyman heel? I want to... Oh, God. I headbutted the microphone.
You did
who
exactly
booked
what you
this
wanted
shit?
To do.
Who
Kelly, Kelly.
Booked this
we, I've
shit?
Been telling you.
Who booked this shit?
This is only Vince Russo type.
They line. Opened the show with Kelly Kelly dancing terribly.
The only things I liked about this episode.
She's beautiful, but fuck.
The referee we hated getting fucked up.
That was awesome.
And
yes.
The joke I made about Test and Macho Man's brother.
Yeah, that was awesome. The genius having put him
those
to the test.
Those are the only two things I liked.
Yeah, that was fucking awful.
Yeah. Other than that, essentially.
Holy shit. No wonder people stopped watching wrestling here.
By episode 4, because we are wondering when people
shit.
Stopped watching.
I had only watched before in my previous, 12 years ago when this aired, watched episode 1, 2, and 3, and didn't start watching again until somewhere in the
summer.
I think
you watched 4, too, and was like, fuck this, never again. It's,
no, I...
Because the end of 3 was actually
I knew
good.
How 4 ended because they have like a Christmas recap show or something like that that's on one of the DVDs or whatever I have, but... Anyway, wow.
We've had
bad.
Guests on our podcast that were more extreme than that episode.
Wow.
We've gone through tables here.
We've gone Yeah, that is absolutely true. Yeah. We've had people
we've been chopped.
We've had people go through tables. We've taken chops.
Yeah, we've had more extreme episodes of the podcast.
Wow. So let's end this
we
episode.
Threw cards.
Lousy ECW podcast episode 4. And then What was the catchphrase in this one?
Where was Kurt Angle this week?
He already quit.
He quit?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around here he quit. He was on the last episode, wasn't he? We completely glossed over that. Yeah, somewhere around here he quit.
I thought
quit.
You said September he quit.
Yeah, let's find out.
I don't remember.
So we're in July. So he's still around until September. So he just might have been off
He was definitely on episode two, but was he on episode
three? Yeah, I don't believe he was on three. No, three. What was he on three for?
I thought he was on three.
I don't think so. I don't remember. June 29th I'm looking it all up right now. Hold on one second. So go ahead and stand by while we're talking about this. So in 2006, he left. Angle wrestled his last match at a taping on August 8th. So he's still there. He's just not been on TV this week or that week.
I mean, he was in a Soma Coma episode 2, so that is understandable June why he's 29th, missed the last two.
2000.
He's still probably
they couldn't wake him up this week.
Yeah. He's still probably recovering from the Soma Coma.
July 27th, they had Sab. Yeah, he was on episode 3. You're right, Bobby. Derek and Bobby. Sorry, I was the one that was wrong. Rob Van Dam wrestled Kurt Angle in the main event. It was an 18-minute match.
And we said episode 3 was awesome.
It was probably a really good match. Not that it was awesome, but it had Sabu and Roadkill, and then it had Kurt Angle.
It had a better feel of being ECW, so it was technically more awesome.
So, yeah, fucking crazy stuff. Thank you for listening to the Lousy ECW podcast. I'm trying to pause this on 000s. All right. What was the sign-off on this show? I don't remember.
You've been doing a different one each
week. What
was
the catchphrase we had in this episode? Wasn't there something that we said?
I don't think it was in this one.
I think we said, like, fuck Ben Fat Big Show or something like that.
Fuck Fat Big Show and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.